Mabel was small, short, and thin. She might have topped 5 feet, but if so, then by the width of a grain of rice. She was close to my age, which surprised me. I thought maiden aunts were spinsters, and she would have been in her 60s. She was dressed in what could be described as traveling clothes, a long dress and a blouse buttoned all the way up to her throat. I knew she wore boots rather than shoes, because they clunked while she walked. She was petite, but one look at her face and I knew I was dealing with a seasoned veteran of the world. This was no Gentile woman of a civilized city. "You are," I said and let the question hang.
"Your Aunt Mabel, Gordon," she said in a breathless manner. "You probably don't remember me. It has been a long time. Your mother's sister's daughter. That's me."
She gave a little titter that could have been called a half-chuckle, half-laugh. Just what I needed at this moment, a daffy distraction. I didn't remember that my mother had a sister, but then again, I had run away from home a long time ago.
"Why don't you come up to my room where we can chat?"
She looked across the room at Mrs. Ellerby and asked, "Would it be okay if Marshall Whitford went to my room?"
"If he's gone by supper time, Miss Mabel."
Mabel stood up, and I followed her up the stairs and down a hallway to her room. As soon as the door closed behind us, she turned to me quickly.
"Okay, let's see the balls."
"Balls?"
"Marshall, I have come all the way from Seattle, dressed like a maiden aunt, soaked myself in old lady perfume, am walking in boots too small for my feet, and don't have dilly-dally time. I want to see those balls and the chunk of gold from that murder. I'm only in town for a while, so let's not waste my time."
I was still recovering from shock when she stuck out her hand and said,
"Dorcas Millen, United States State Department. Aunt Mabel to you. That way you can escort me around town without arousing any suspicions. I'm just a little old lady with a lot of nosy questions. Now let's see the balls."